successful people can be at the top of their game in the business world and as parents, but it can sometimes be difficult to stay above it all. Now it's time to learn from an entrepreneur who has made this a reality. Welcome to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood, hosted by Chris Efesiou. Chris and his guests will share ideas and experiences to help you manage your life in business and as a parent. Now, here's Chris Efesiou.
Welcome to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood. I'm your host, Chris Efesiou, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. My guest today is an author of the soon-to-be-released book by the title Unopened Gifts, about a subject all of us can relate to. James McPartland, also known to his friends as Mac, is the principal and chief inspiration officer of the JMAC Performance Group, a specialized management consulting firm focusing on realizing the importance of the human potential in business. He is an entrepreneur, author, international speaker, TV and radio host, and noted authority on leadership, team building, corporate wellness, and transformational change. Mac focuses on helping successful leaders transform into their best by achieving positive, lasting change in behavior and results for themselves, their people, and their teams. I am hopeful he will tell us how to apply those skills to our lives outside the office as well, and I'm sure he will. I know you'll have questions for Mac, as will I, so join us by calling 1-866-472-5788 or email me at chris@straightupwithchris.com to take part in this discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Mr. James McPartland. Mac, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris, it's an honor, and listen, thank you very much for that introduction. Given how you described me, I wanted to meet me.
It's always that way, but you know, the work is yours. I just put it into words. Please give our listeners a bit of a background about yourself, the focus of your work, and your activities to the degree of detail you want to get into.
Yeah, you know, so to be fair to your listeners and to yourself, I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. Irish Catholic kid, born in Brooklyn, New York. And my parents died at a young age, young being 57 and 61. I was and then became even further passionate about health and fitness as a result of that, and thought that that was going to be the fountain of youth, that was going to be the ticket to longevity for me. Got involved in starting an exercise equipment company. We built a business that was doing business in about 70 different countries. And one of the breakthroughs for me, which led to the work per your question here, was I couldn't understand why I couldn't get people engaged in physical activity when I was convinced it was so important. It was the business that we were in. And come to find over time of really understanding people that in my quest not to become my mother and father, there were people in our employ whom were in similar situations. And I'll synthesize it by saying, right, at one time thought it was lifestyle, and being an Irish Catholic kid, we grew up in an environment where my parents smoked a lot of cigarettes. There was alcohol, there was stress, and there was, you know, a great degree of difficulty, if you will, in growing up. My parents, I believe, died of a broken heart, meaning they had something inside of them that they never got a chance to realize, and the stress and frustration associated with that eventually took them early. And I got a chance to look at myself and then look at employees, people. I recognize that everybody had something inside of them that they wanted to do, wanted to be, what they wanted to be when they grew up, no matter what age they were. And like my parents, perhaps like myself, were on a path of getting caught up working and having responsibilities and perhaps not having a chance to play the music. So the evolution for me was a shift from focus to health and trying to find a way to have people play their music.
Wonderful. And you said that your first company was that of exercise equipment, and obviously you practice what you preach, because as I understand from our previous conversations, you are quite the athlete yourself, marathons, Ironman, triathlons, and the like. Other than not to become of the same health fabric that your parents were from, as you mentioned earlier, is there anything behind, anything else behind the drive that that makes you run, literally and figuratively, the way you do?
Listen, that's a great question. You know, it's a Forrest Gump-like approach, or put to say, I have a high threshold for pain. And you know, type A personality, I guess, is one of the descriptions. And if an all-or-nothing approach, if I was going to do something, it had to, if I was going to go for a run, it had to be a marathon. If I was going to do a triathlon, it had to be one that could take 17 hours. I guess I thought it because it would be a more important T-shirt to show off, right?
Right.
There's a theory around either trying to show people how good you are, let's call it glory, as opposed to the approach which I now embody, which is I'm not focused on glory, I'm focused on getting better. And so the perhaps early in the day, what I thought I was running towards in terms of the American dream, I was actually running from, and there were things going on that perhaps I hadn't reconciled in terms of how I grew up, what my true potential was, what my calling was, what my fears were, what perhaps the message that was embedded in me by my parents, what I felt I had to prove. And perhaps in that pursuit of being really healthy, I think there was something I was trying to prove. And through that journey, I learned that no matter how many ribbons you collect or how many T-shirts you collect, that no matter how far you run, the journey inside is the most important marathon that one can run.
Absolutely. And that one, in my experience, certainly to the present day and hopefully for the rest of my life, is not a journey or a marathon that is age-dependent, because you do not use any of your physical activities or your physical elements, rather, to get you there. It's all heart and soul, mostly soul, that makes you run in the way and in the direction that you wish to, as opposed to however many limitations some of us may have as we get older. You made a very interesting comment earlier, and I'm going to ask you to expand upon that, and that was that you realized you were running away from, as opposed to running toward a certain goal. And you mentioned a number of different things, including your parents and the way you grew up and so on and so forth. Could you dive a little deeper into that?
Yeah, listen, happy to. In growing up in the environment I was in, I was conditioned to believe that I wasn't good enough. At least that was the interpretation I got from messages from mom and dad. And, you know, you hear that long enough and for the duration of time as a young child, because the parents or the large people in your life are the authority figures, it's very normal that you adapt that belief system. Not wanting to believe that, I sought call it approval, or to break that paradigm or the belief that my parents had, particularly my father, that that wasn't true. And I sought to prove that on the field of sports, continued on, right, in the marathon game, and in business, to prove somebody wrong. And the thing I was running from was perhaps the fact that what if they were right? What if I wasn't good enough? What if I didn't know what I was doing in the game of life? And it was a series of setbacks, which is often where the lessons come. You know, it's interesting in life, Chris, the lessons often come from the setbacks, yet we work really hard not to make any mistakes, but yet that's where the opportunities to learn come from. It's an interesting dynamic that we all have. But in my case, I was I had to learn through some setbacks of a business challenge, of a divorce, of you know, the reality of getting on top of my own version of Success Mountain all by myself, saying, you know, maybe there's a different program. I didn't know what I had to prove, and it was time to learn a little bit more about me and to validate my own beliefs, adopt my own beliefs about who I was, what I was capable of, what my potential was, and perhaps what gifts I had to propagate while I was on this earth.
And I think that part of that is cultural, as well as part of the fabric of what America, not only America, because I grew 5,000 miles away from America, but growing up in Greece, it was the very same thing. It was almost an insult or an inflated compliment in our parents' eyes at that generation to actually praise their children, especially in public. They might do that in private, but not necessarily in public. And what you're saying, I can certainly identify with, and I am certain an awful lot of our listeners can as well, because it was always someone else's child that got the better grades, that was better in sports, that was more polite, that was this, that, the other thing. And that didn't necessarily explicitly tell you that you were not good enough, but certainly implied it.
Well, I think that that's right. I mean, you have a great gift in the learning that's come from the work that you do now and applying, as you shared with me, the learnings of the success, if you will, in the business world, applying that to learn how to be a dad. And I have young children, I mentioned to that. So my boys are 3 and 5, and these little dudes are probably my greatest teachers, and there have been some great ones. And I say I'm a consummate student of the game of life, and perhaps like many of your listeners, the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know. And what I do believe, and this is all our belief systems, is that, you know, at a very young age, we're conditioned to look at life a certain way. And those belief systems are installed in us, as I mentioned, by the big people. And it's almost as if we have, if the word is still used, a tape recorder. I don't know if anybody uses that anymore. Right? It's almost as if our tape recorders are on until we're 10, 11, 12, 13, and then we hit, you know, go from record to hit play, and then we just play back the beliefs we've adopted. And I'm certainly simplifying things, but the learning for me had been that perhaps from time to time it's okay to ask, what beliefs do I have? Are they serving me? And, you know, are there different ways to look at things and different beliefs that perhaps would allow me to make better choices in life? And I didn't have to be right all the time. It was not what was right was, or if I didn't have to be right, is what was right for me or what was right for my family. So the learnings of the stories I was telling myself, how to change that story. And as I work, as you asked my question about my work, the people who I come across, and we're all this way, who have a gift inside of them, who have some potential, who just perhaps need someone else to help light the torch and tell them it's there, is helping them change the story about why they think they can't do it to ways to believe that they can.
Absolutely. And you said earlier that you were trying to find your own potential and whether that potential was in business, in life, or both. It was an exercise that she had to put yourself through that. Did that kind of transfer into you doing that professionally through JMAC Performance Group?
It did, Chris. And one of the things I would reinforce to those listeners that you have is, you know, life's on the job training, and that certainly this is my belief systems, and not asking people to necessarily buy my beliefs, but just sort of adopt them during the course of this program, just to consider the possibilities of it is, you know, it's trial and error. But the further you climb up the mountain, the things that you'll see that you can't see at base camp, and the experiences will shape you and will help sculpt your soul and help give you clear direction about where your path is to take you. And people will come across your path, as you've come across mine, to help illuminate another exit on the freeway of life to take a look at. So this has certainly led me to a place that I think I'm most, let's just say, I'm in a place where I can give away most of my gifts.
Excellent. Well, let's take a short break, and we'll be back with more. I'm Chris Efesiou here with my guest, James McPartland, and you're listening to Straight Up with Chris on Voice America Variety Channel. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a father trying to figure out how to effectively communicate with your daughter? Perhaps you're a working mother trying to juggle the weight of running a business and a household. Entrepreneur, business leader, speaker, mentor, and coach, Chris Efesiou understands the challenge of being a working parent. In the last 20 years, he founded several businesses, bought and sold companies, hired over 1,000 employees, while raising his daughter as a single dad. It is the parenting of his daughter that he considers his single largest accomplishment. Chris is now sharing his lessons on how to be a mentor, communicate effectively, and cultivate leadership principles for your business and your family by using the same skills and concepts common in all well-run businesses. His book, CDO, Chief Daddy Officer, The Business of Fatherhood, explores his relationship with his daughter and how he was able to negotiate his way to professional and personal success. Visit www.cdochiefdaddyofficer.com for more information on his book, speaking engagements, and other offerings and activities.
Tune in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Variety Channel. It's practical, positive solutions for a happy, empowered, and successful life.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood with your host, Chris Efesiou. If you have a question or comment for Chris and his guest, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you'd rather send an email, please send it to chris@straightupwithchris.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back. You're listening to Straight Up with Chris on Voice America Variety Channel. You can call us at 1-866-472-5788 or email us at chris@straightupwithchris.com. I'm your host, Chris Efesiou, here with my guest, James McPartland, who is an author of a soon-to-be-published book, an international speaker, a TV and radio host, and a noted authority on leadership and corporate wellness, an athlete himself, a business person, and Mac, I think you are quite a bit of a traveler as well, because when we were trying to set up this interview, I recall receiving emails from you from Singapore. What were you doing in that part of the world?
I would like to tell you I was running from the tax man because it was just about that time. You know, thanks for the I would reinforce, I appreciate how you position me. You've got to say an all-around great dude, as you were giving
absolutely.
Me.
I'm sorry. I'll put that in the next intro.
I've got to work on my press releases. So I was fortunate enough to be asked to come to speak to a group that was in the hospitality, hotel, and resort industry that was having a conference in Singapore to do a couple of keynote addresses, and there were two specifically that I was asked to give. One is it related to what I viewed as the future trends in health and wellness that would impact the resort industry, and another on execution and transformational change. And then further, I did some management leadership workshops with some of the Singaporeans or local Chinese businesses that had properties in the region. And one of the things I find interesting that probably would be of interest to your viewers and listeners is, you know, we have this conversation about life and lessons and gifts and parenting and having the great fortune or blessing to have a chance to do a lot of this work around the world for a number of years. As I brought up some new content and presented on transformational change, one of the things that continues to be reinforced to me is some of the fundamentals of life are sort of, they permeate all boundaries. And as I spoke to people on the two topics, the future of the health and fitness space and then transformational change, the overwhelming response had to do with transformational change because it was allowing people to relate to this as it related to themselves. I mean, we're all most interested in things as it reflects on our own lives. And the discussion I had or the tools that I presented, you know, they translated. And though the group was speaking English, the folks that were in from mainland China, from Thailand, from Singapore, from Indonesia, from Australia, it resonated. Meaning that, you know, if I simplify it, is all of us want to know that we measure up, that we're loved, that we make a difference, and we want to be validated. And that is throughout the cultures, and it's no matter what something says on someone's business card. And the fact that people can be human about that and their own fears and insecurities when they take off their Superman capes is something I find both frightening, because I thought it was only me, but also rewarding from the fact that perhaps there are things that I've been asked to do on this earth that can touch a lot of people around the world, hence the book, hence the chance to come on your great program to try to get a message out, because I think that's the purpose.
Validation and better known as other boy, is, I don't know that any of us could ever have too much of that. And it doesn't matter who you are, how old you are, what position you're in an organization, especially for those of us who've been fortunate enough to rise to the highest levels of an organization, we tend to look at ourselves as, because we are where we are, no one will actually tell you, or they will not be free to tell you that you're doing a good job, because they would think that that is kissing up or whatever. But the few that actually dare give you that comment, and may not necessarily come as explicit as that, but I'll take anything I can get, it actually matters an awful lot to hear that. Not necessarily that you're doing a good job, but that your efforts are appreciated. And it all goes back to affirmation, or lack thereof. And you and I didn't exactly have plenty of that when we were growing up. But I think that as if we need affirmation as adults, we absolutely need it as children. And we need it whether it is at the workplace or at the home place. And I would be willing to bet anything that you're quite affirming with your two little dudes at home, telling them how proud you are of them and what a good job they're doing.
Well, you know, my inspirational leadership doesn't exactly work on them the way it does on adults. But
give them time. Give them time.
Come around. You know, I give you two things that come to mind as you raise those important points for, you know, the listeners of the program. You know, it's as if for all of us going through the game of life, and this is a great exercise that we can do, and I think a show like yours provides people some tools that they can use immediately after a program. You know, I think all of us have a neon light flashing on our head that says, validate me. And while we may not, males particularly may not want to admit it, everybody wants to know that they're doing meaningful work. I mean, that's sort of the purpose and the passion of life. Another way that it comes to me in terms of our need for validation or affirmation is our world is moving to what I call a screen culture. And one may leave their home every morning and have three important ingredients, a wallet, a set of keys, and a telephone. I think it's not too far from now that there'll only be one of those required, and that'll be the telephone, which will open things as it does now and will serve as money, which it does now. And if we look at how people are engaging one another in the art of communication between voicemail and texting and social media, that seductive ping of that cell phone when someone's sending us an email or sending us a text or friending us or tweeting us is something that draws our attention immediately, because it validates us. It affirms us. Somebody wants me. Somebody needs me. And so to me, that continues to reinforce the fact that we have an opportunity to instill confidence in folks and help raise self-esteem for people to do their work. And not that we don't need the validation, but use that as a tool to help other people, because I think life is about service and helping other people, much like you're doing on this program.
Thank you. And actually, the points you've made about the reason why somebody will answer a text or a message that somebody friended them on Facebook, I never thought of it in terms of that, but you're exactly right. It is, you want to know who is looking for you, and that looking for you oftentimes is interpreted as needing you. And therefore, if they're needing you, you must be feeling a need, and therefore that validates you as having importance. A terrific point, very succinctly put. But I am sure much of that is part of your book, Unopened Gifts. And as you told me earlier, that will be coming out the month after next. Unopened Gifts, an intriguing title. Tell us how you arrived at that.
Well, I think it was divine intervention. And it came to me, and for those in your audience and for yourself who have ever been so bold as to say you're going to write a book, it, as I mentioned to you when we were on break, it's been a long pregnancy, and like anything in life, I suspect that's worthwhile. It takes work, it takes effort, and in my personal experience, lots of reasons show up every day to say, you know, I don't need this, I don't want to do this, but it's a test to see if my commitment to bring it forward, and my commitment to bring it forward has to do with both the belief that I'm supposed to do it, and, you know, you mentioned my sons, that I'd much rather have those guys introduce me down the road, coming onto a stage and holding a book up to say, you know, our dad's done everything he could to help people realize the potential they have inside of themselves and to use that potential, as opposed to them saying, my dad sold more widgets than anybody. And the unopened gifts comes from my belief that, you know, I guess you can use North America, but I think this applies around the world. You know, if you look at statistics, and one measure being economic, only one measure in terms of abundance, but, you know, there are 1% and less of the population of people who will achieve the economic wherewithal to do anything they want in life. 3 to 4% will do pretty well. The rest of us will have to be working well into our older advanced ages. And the folks that I have been fortunate enough to come across, and it's a rare group of people that I aspire to be like, have found inside of them what they feel they're uniquely qualified to do, that they'd want to spend more time doing that than anything else, that if they could do it for free, they would do it for free. But if, you know, you were to say to him, hey, what are you best in the world at, or to her, that would come out. And that I have found where I have forced myself to try to be effective in other types of businesses, but it didn't really get my juices flowing, or I wasn't really gifted at, even if I forced myself to do it, the energy and the passion and commitment was, I'd say it was only hitting on half the cylinders. My belief, and it scares me, is that I have been gifted with a communication style and a motivation style that if I focused on developing it, that I could give that away to other people to help them see something, that the pilot light inside of themselves. That's the reason I was given it. And to say given it to cultivate, because I wasn't given it that's mastered. It's, I think, like the pursuit of mastery, you never get there. So I had a fear that I knew I could do that kind of work within a company, and that was a safe place to hide, and I had a big business card, and we had a lot of products to sell, and I had an organization around me. But when I had to face the truth that I really wanted to step out and try to do more of that, not around products, but around heart and potential and instilling in people what I think is inside of them and develop content and crafting programs, it scares me and inspires me every day. And as I say, what makes me think about my mom and my dad, what they perhaps were not equipped to do. And a lot of people I see white-knuckling it down the freeway every day. I say, you know, if we could find a way to do that, life could be infinitely better if we got a chance to play our music. And so it's allowed me to say, I don't want to become my dad with respect, nor do I want to sit on the rocking chair and look back and say, I wish I would have. So for those of you listening, and for you, Chris, you know that I'm walking the tightrope of opportunity, knowing that I could fall on either side, but hopefully you'll catch me if I land on the wrong side.
Well, I will lead us to break by saying this. Any one of us who has ever walked a tightrope knows no downside, knows no wrong side. It just, you just look straight and you just, you know, take everything you've got and you lay it on the line or on the tightrope, as it were, and failure is not an option. And you can tell me whether you agree with that or not on the other side of the break, to which we're going now. I'm Chris Efesiou with my guest James McPartland, and you're listening to Straight Up with Chris. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a father trying to figure out how to effectively communicate with your daughter? Perhaps you're a working mother trying to juggle the weight of running a business and a household. Entrepreneur, business leader, speaker, mentor, and coach, Chris Epicu understands the challenge of being a working parent. In the last 20 years, he founded several businesses, bought and sold companies, hired over 1,000 employees, while raising his daughter as a single dad. It is the parenting of his daughter that he considers his single largest accomplishment. Chris is now sharing his lessons on how to be a mentor, communicate effectively, and cultivate leadership principles for your business and your family by using the same skills and concepts common in all well-run businesses. His book, CDO, Chief Daddy Officer, The Business of Fatherhood, explores his relationship with his daughter and how he was able to negotiate his way to professional and personal success. Visit www.cdochiefdaddyofficer.com for more information on his book, speaking engagements, and other offerings and activities. Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and is the co-founder of BR Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to The Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood with your host, Chris Epicu. If you have a question or comment for Chris and his guest, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you'd rather send an email, please send it to chris@straightupwithchris.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back. You're listening to Straight Up with Chris on Voice America Variety Channel. I'm your host, Chris Epicu, here with my guest, James McPartland. James is the principal and chief inspirational officer of the JMAC Performance Group. He is an entrepreneur and author of the soon-to-be-released book, Unopened Gifts, an international speaker, a noted leadership authority, and let's not forget, an all-around good dude. So,
well said.
And so we were talking about the title of his book just before we went on break. And of course, I don't assume this is a book of fiction. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, please go ahead.
How much of that book is based on your own life?
Therein lies the magic formula. So for those who have penned a book or have worked on it, you know, I have been told that folks tend to write on subject matter that they feel they know something about. And so the story of Unopened Gifts, and I want to come back to the title, but let me answer your specific question, is a story of a guy who, forever in pursuit of the brass ring, about loses everything he has, and he's married, has a couple of kids, he owns a bicycle manufacturing business, he's got some investment partners, he's got some great employees, and it's never enough for him. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier on the broadcast, it's often the setbacks that teach us the greatest lessons, and this individual had to have quite a few before he started to recognize the gifts. And hence, you know, to your earlier question, the title Unopened Gifts comes from the recognition for this character, and I'd have to say the recognition for me, that when I stopped and looked around, that many of the things I was striving for in my life, I already had. And it was in terms of a relationship, of a home, of where I lived, of friendship, of opportunity, of experiences. And I think it's fair to say in the fast-paced world that we live in that it's sometimes pretty normal not to see what we have around us. You know, it's oftentimes, you know, I say stress comes from not doing something we know we should be doing, and that's sort of dealing with the past. Anxiety comes from sort of projecting fears into the future, and it's very hard to be present. And also then we talk about the seductive nature of technology these days. When I have had those momentary experiences more frequently than less these days, I look around and say, you know, in spite of my belief that I'm not touching my full potential, I have got a whole bunch to be grateful for. And that fundamental shift in looking at life has given me rewards and fulfillment far beyond anything that would have accumulated in the bank account.
In short, is not unlike what the rest of us know as be thankful for what you have.
Well,
a variation of that.
And, you know, I heard it said before, or this is my paraphrasing of from somebody else, is it's hard to be fearful and grateful at the same time. And, you know, fear drives a lot of behaviors and can drive a lot of type A guys to do certain things. Gratitude has a different approach, and that has a multiplier effect, particularly if we have a servant's heart to try to do that for somebody else, much like you do on this program. And so, you know, sometimes the lessons come, and the lessons come frequently until you learn them. And so I am, by having young children, that reinforces that I've got a lot to be grateful for.
Without a doubt. I'm going to ask you a question that may be rather personal, and if you answer it, I'll give you the answer to the same question from my viewpoint. What's your biggest fear?
Oh, so you're bartering with me, right? aside from doing your show?
Yeah, well.
You know, I have no problem answering the question, you know, and I'll put a caveat to that is, you know, truth does allow itself, as they say, truth will set you free, and transparency is a good thing. As I've gotten a little bit older, I don't have to remember quite as much. My fear is that I won't have the courage to use what I've been gifted to use, that I'll have stories that limit me, I'll hesitate, I'll settle, I'll say life's okay, it's pretty good, I don't have to ask that question, I don't have to stretch myself. You know, what am I doing that for? I'll talk myself out of doing what I think, if I'm really honest with myself, that I've been put on the planet to do. And I don't say that from I say that with gratitude and humility. I think all of us are assembled prior to, you know, being inserted into the mothership and shot down to Earth with a purpose and potential. The interesting thing about life is, you know, we get the test before we get the lesson plan. And yep. You know, we go through a series of tests before we ultimately realize, okay, that's why I'm here, or that's why I believe I'm here. Now, as I use the vernacular, gifts, these are the gifts, and my job is to give them all away because I don't get to keep them unless I give them away. And my fear is that the clock will run out before I recognize all of them and get to as many people as I feel I'm supposed to do. So it's a driver. And
it absolutely is. My driver is fear of disappointment. Disappointing others and eventually disappointing myself. It's not unlike yours. I think that people on this earth, they're grouped in largely two different categories. One's those who are fearful of most things and those who are fearless, as they call themselves. In my experience, I don't want to know a person that's fearless because I'm not sure there is such a thing. I think that everybody who values something values it in a way that they do not want to lose it, and that in and of itself causes fear of losing that. And you know, the examples are plentiful. But back to our discussion. So your book is written as a fiction but based on parts of your own life, and it is meant to inspire people to find their own unopened gifts. So that experience obviously has happened in your own life, and we've talked about that. And we've also talked about your children, your good dudes, 3 and 5, young kids, you being the person that you are, as a business person, as a professional of many sorts, and as a media person, what have you learned about yourself and about business from being a father? You said earlier that these guys are your biggest teachers. Tell me specifically what they have taught you that you have taken from your experience as a father and applied it elsewhere.
Great question. You know, as I mentioned earlier, of being an individual, and I certainly still have that the genetic predisposition from the climbing in pursuit of accomplishment. You know, I think all of us have purpose, and my visual is the climb. What my children allow me to see is the simple pleasures that, you know, chasing a bug around the backyard or the things that make them laugh or how they spend their time or the honesty that comes from their words and the ability and certainly where they are in the game of life, not to be caught up in what I should be doing and or what other people are thinking. It's present moment. And it's not fear of things. It's not worried in advance. And so it's the ability to see the gift of simplicity, is to see the beauty of that simplicity that reinforces the gifts that surround us, time being very precious. And, you know, for example, today coming to prepare to do a number of things, particularly this broadcast, I decided, all right, I'm going to have my show with Chris, and I'm going to do it from home, and one of my sons came rolling in to have a conversation, and I had to fight that little guy on my shoulder that said, push him away, you've got stuff to do, you got to prepare, you got to do this, you got to do that. And I said, nope, I need to spend 5 minutes with Logan and find out what's going on and how he did at school today, and that gave me juice for this conversation today. So it's present moment, it's simplicity, and it's the truth.
Absolutely, and there is nothing like it. Let's take a question that has come to us by email. It comes to us from Charles from Boston. Charles asks, is there a way you suggest that people go about finding their gifts?
Great question, Charles, and I hope you're a Patriots fan.
I'm sure he is.
You know, I would have a couple of answers, not knowing anything about Charles, but respectful of having gotten the question. You know, I think what's interesting is all of us have a voice and let's say inside, and some would call it a voice and some would call it God, and whatever the label may be is, and when we're quiet and we listen to ourselves, we have an instinctive feeling of either what it is or what it could be. And I suggest to people is, you know, ask other people, hey, listen, what do you think I'm best at the world at? Think back on things where you've had a whole bunch of fun doing, and there are trails and there are parallels that start to show up. And even if that is a bit murky, stepping into one of those examples and spending more time doing that, whether that's as a seamstress, as a cook, as a speaker, as an author, as a salesperson, the more time you spend in what you think it is, the clearer the message will become and the more feedback that you'll get. And finally, I'd say is to have the courage to step forward, because I think most of us have this misunderstanding and concern about what will other people think. And throughout my life, I have always viewed that surrounding me were the Olympic judges holding up the scorecards. And, you know, I had to do well to get the big numbers. And the reality is, when I think people are thinking about me, I'm brought back to the reality is they're not thinking about me, they're thinking about themselves. So to have the courage to step forward. And, you know, reality is most people are focused on themselves. Find the courage to ask other people and trust your instincts.
That's absolutely wonderful. I'm going to read the next question that we received by email, and then we will go on break. The question comes from Mary from Chicago, and she asks, what about fear? How can you stop that from stopping us from pursuing our dreams and goals? I will let you think about the answer as we take a short break. Stay with us, and we'll be back with you in a moment. I'm Chris FSCU here with my guest, James McPartland. We'll be back with you in 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. news, opinion, passion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a father trying to figure out how to effectively communicate with your daughter? Perhaps you're a working mother trying to juggle the weight of running a business and a household. Entrepreneur, business leader, speaker, mentor, and coach, Chris Epicu understands the challenge of being a working parent. In the last 20 years, he founded several businesses, bought and sold companies, hired over 1,000 employees while raising his daughter as a single dad. It is the parenting of his daughter that he considers his single largest accomplishment. Chris is now sharing his lessons on how to be a mentor, communicate effectively, and cultivate leadership principles for your business and your family by using the same skills and concepts common in all well-run businesses. His book, CDO, Chief Daddy Officer, The Business of Fatherhood, explores his relationship with his daughter and how he was able to negotiate his way to professional and personal success. Visit www.cdochiefdaddyofficer.com for more information on his book, speaking engagements, and other offerings and activities.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood with your host, Chris Epicu. If you have a question or comment for Chris and his guest, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you'd rather send an email, please send it to chris@straightupwithchris.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back. You're listening to Straight Up with Chris on Voice America Variety Channel. I'm your host, Chris Epicu, with my guest, James McPartland, who is the author of the soon-to-be-published book, Unopened Gifts. He is an accomplished entrepreneur and a number of other things, but let's not forget, an all-around good dude. And so before we went on break, we read a question we had received from a listener in Chicago, and Mary from Chicago asked, what about fear? How can we stop that from stopping us from pursuing our dreams and goals?
Yeah, and Mary, great question. And I would say this, there's not an individual in your sphere or in your world or in my world or anybody's world who doesn't have fear. And it's something we wake up with every day. And the important thing is not to feed the fear, because what we focus on expands. The recognition of that everybody has it, and to nip it in the bud, or I like to say, kill the monster while it's little. And if there is something you want to pursue in your life that inspires you but you're fearful of, put some people around you that you trust, love, respect, who will help you get there. Not to make you feel bad if you stumble, but who are your support squad, who know you want to pursue something, who know you have some fears, but are there to catch you in those moments of weakness. Because all of us need, life is a team sport. We need people around us to help propel us forward. And to know those same people also have fears, and you can reciprocate there. But anybody who's achieved anything in their life to this day and tomorrow are overcoming fears. It's a normal part of our makeup.
Absolutely. So earlier I had asked you the a question that I'm going to attempt asking you the same question from a different angle. And the question is this: how has your business experience served you in becoming a father?
Great question. One is, it helped me recognize that there is life beyond, let's call it, the four walls of an office or the cylinder of an airplane. You know, for for many years, as we asked, or you asked me earlier, in pursuit of the, call it the brass ring, or escaping from disempowering beliefs. You know, my scoreboard was economic driven, it was image driven, it was glory, as opposed to, you know, really growth and development driven. And my experience as a father has taught me, one is I have a greater appreciation for what my own parents may have gone through and the struggles and strains, realizing there is so much more to life. And it allows me to ask the question of why, as I spend more hours in pursuit of business than I do anywhere else in my life, as do most of us, it forces me to ask the question from time to time, why? What am I trying to achieve? What am I trying to keep score of? How will it benefit these guys and their mom and the people in our world? Because if with a strong enough why, we can do anything. And I have to always ask myself to make sure it's not self-serving, but it's making life better for them.
Absolutely. You're listening to Straight Up with Chris with my guest James McPartland, the author of the soon-to-be-released book Unopened Gifts. Mac, where can people find out more information about Unopened Gifts?
That is one of my favorite questions. One is on my website, and that's my full name, James McPartland, jamesmcpartland.com. Or you could send a tweet at jmacgroup, or you could Google Unopened Gifts, and there'll be some information about the availability of the book. And if anybody in your purview there or your listening audience wanted to have a crack at the synopsis or to read a chapter, if they send an email to you or over to me, I'd be glad to give them a preview of what's to come. And there's also some resources available on that site. So I'd be honored to have them participate and learn about the gifts.
That would be wonderful. And one quick question just before we wrap up. And that question comes from Jamie from L.A. And I'm sure you'd love this one. It says, where do you believe your work and your journey is now leading you?
From Orange County to L.A., Jamie. Coming to you. Listen, it's a great question. So I had a guest on my program not too long ago who was a heart and double lung transplant recipient 10 years into that journey. And he was asked a question at a conference that he shared with me. And the question at the conference, a woman said to him, how is it you have the courage and the audacity to get married and to have children and to lead this life you're leading? He's now trying to run marathons to prove that people can do things with new body parts. And it stopped him in his tracks, and the people around him in his tracks certainly stopped me in my tracks. And I asked, how did you respond? He said, you know, this is my gift that's been given to me to learn that I have a different path and purpose in life. But for that woman, for you, and for me, nobody's tomorrow is promised. And you have to make the most of today, because it doesn't matter if you're me or somebody else. You can't predict the future. The time to act is now. The time to pursue the dreams is now. Because someday Isle is a place we'll never get to. So my encouragement to the listeners is to have the courage, surround yourself with people, use what you're gifted at. That's the key to finding fulfillment, because it is not money. It's doing what you've been gifted to do in service to other people.
James McPartland, the author of Unopened Gifts, to be released in June of this year. Join me next week for a great discussion with my guest, Cynthia DiLorenzi. Cynthia is the founder and CEO of Success in the City, a group of accomplished and busy women leaders who know that you win the biggest business deals by focusing on the relationship, not the sale. Truer words were never spoken. Cynthia is a serial entrepreneur and a social commentator on the status of women in our world. In 2006, she was selected by the Washington Business Journal as one of the top 25 women who mean business. I've had the good fortune to have known Cynthia for a short time, and I've been impressed by her energy, wit, and willingness to put herself behind any worthy cause. In fact, it's fair to say that the causes she is not behind are those that she has not thought about, or they have not presented themselves to her as yet. So please join me next week for a great discussion. Mac, before I let you go, any parting words for our listeners?
Yeah, it's to keep tuning in to your program, Chris. You provide a very valuable service, a tool for people to learn things from the experiences of others. I think Storytelling is a great way for lessons to be imparted, and you've given me the gift of time to share some of my story. You're certainly on your path and on your purpose. So my parting words are, keep tuning in to Straight Up with Chris.
You're very kind, and you have given me that gift as well. It has been a privilege and a pleasure to have had you on the program, and I thank you for taking the time to be here, and I hope that you will come back and join us on a future show when the book is released so that we can actually talk more about it.
I promise, and I'll bring pictures of the kids.
Wonderful. I'll let you do that. Well, this is a good thing that has come to an end, and so we are almost out of time. I'm asking you to join us next Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, on Straight Up with Chris, Real Talk for Business and Parenthood. Until then, seize the moment, every moment, that is, at work and at home. I'm Chris Efesiou. I'll see you next week.
Thank you again for tuning in to Straight Up with Chris, Real Talk on Business and Parenthood. Please join your host, Chris Efesiou, again next Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Make it an engaging week at work and at home.